They're made of rubber.
I imagine.
Okay. And this is a musical instrument. You about this long and you blow in it.
Do I?
A musical instrument. This is something.
Oh, that would be a juice, a French harp.
Okay, French harp, and then the one that you twang.
Well, that's a juice harp.
Okay, good. Now, do you call just those, you know the term French harp?
I probably do. Another time.
You've heard of it. Yeah, that's one. That's another term that fits right in with fireboard. It's a whole.
Well, tell you, what, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
What is this information worth to you, or do you work for the state or the federal government?
No. I'll tell you, I teach. Yeah, but it's, the information is used in a number of ways, like for dictionaries and things like that. I mean, there are all kinds of ways that the information can be used. But what do you call a thing you drive nails with?
Uh-huh.
You drive nails.
Hammer.
All right. Now, on a buggy, the things that go up on either side of the horse?
The chaise.
Okay, and the thing on a wagon, the thing that goes up between the two horses?
The wagon tongue.
All right. And the part in the back, in the front of the wagon, that the horses actually pull on.
That's the same tree and double tree.
Now, what's the difference between the double tree and the single tree?
Well, first, you put the double tree down here, and here be the tongue.
Yeah.
You put the double tree down there, 4 foot long.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, you put a single tree.
Mm-hmm.
You hitch one horse to this single tree, then you go over here 2 feet and put the single tree on this, put the other horse, and then go out there to tongue change.
Uh-huh.
And they guide the wagon, hold it back with those tongue chains, and they pull it with this double tree. And they both pull on the double tree, but each horse just has his own single tree.
I see. So you have a single tree and double tree using both at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
The first is the double tree, and then the single tree here for the horse to pull by.
Right. All right. On a wagon, what do you call the steel part on a wagon wheel that actually hits the ground?
Wagon wheel?
Yeah, on the wagon wheel. Now, what the part that the covering, the steel covering that goes over the wheel, that the nail onto the wheel, so it. If you didn't have any covering under, the wood would wear out.
Well, it'd be a wagon bed, wouldn't it? Wagon is built, and then it's got a wagon bed, and then sometimes they have a wagon sheet.
Yeah, I'm talking about the wheel, though. On the wagon wheel, this part of the wheel that actually touches the ground, the outer part of the wheel.
First is the wagon tower, second is the wagon feller, and the next is the spoke, and the next is the spur, a hub, and the next is the skin. Takes all that to make a wagon wheel.
Okay. Now what's the outermost, what's next to the feller? What's nailed onto the feller?
The spokes.
Yeah, well, the spokes are here. And this is the feller here, right? I bet you didn't know that word, did you? This is the felly here, and these are the spokes, right?
Yeah.
Now what about out here?
Well, first they start with the hub.
Yeah.
And then they drive the spokes in that hub,
right.
And like that, and then they put the feller on that, and then they heat the tar and put it on them, on that feller, white feller.
Oh, I see, just have a tar covering.